Hello and welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 17th February 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean. This week's news, hosting a clubhouse room, use this tool. If you're hosting a clubhouse, a lot of clubhouse meets, and want to tell people on other social platforms to join your meet or rooms, you may want to use ClubLink rather than the app's default link. Clubhouse's default link only shows a big hand waving and with a small footer with room details. There's hardly enough information for people to get kind of attracted to what kind of information you have. Instead, ClubLink will show recipients the title of the room on the top and center, profile pictures and names of some people currently in the room, and it gives a little bit more information to kind of bring people into the clubhouse. I don't know about you guys, but when I check out a clubhouse room, what I do is I see who's in it first and who's talking, then I'll join and have a listen. So that actually helps. Having to know who is in there and talking at the same at that point of time actually helps lure more people into clubhouse, into your room. The people who built this feature said that they are not scraping data from Clubhouse. Instead, it is just a screenshot of the room that is currently live at the moment. If you're interested, just copy your room link from Clubhouse and drop it at the top of this URL, clublink.to. It'll generate a new link for you to use. Use that link and share it on other social media. It is a little bit of work, but I think it will dramatically help you bring in a lot more listeners to Clubhouse. Instagram will limit reach of TikTok reposts on Reels. Hallelujah. All TikTok videos come with watermark on the bottom right side, except if you use a special external link to actually disable that, and then it will remove the watermark. So Instagram, being a TikTok competitor, obviously would rather prefer you use create content natively rather than bringing content created from their competitors' platform. So Instagram will now limit reach of reposts from TikTok within Reels. So if you, a lot of people do that, they find something on TikTok or they create content on TikTok and then they repost on Reels. They also repost on Instagram stories and posts, which are quite, I mean, personally to me, it is quite annoying because there is a reason why I don't use TikTok, because I find TikTok content very obnoxious. And I stay away from TikTok because I don't want those content on my social media platform. And there are people who love to bring TikTok content into Instagram, which, let's not get there. So Instagram didn't specifically say it, but their advice is to create high quality content, included avoiding content that is, quote, visibly recycled from other apps with logos and watermarks. Yeah, what else could it be, right? Another issue could also be music copyrights. I think Reels may not have the same rights to use certain music as TikTok in certain regions. So if you were to repost, what happens is Instagram will not be able to control the usage of this track and find out the usage of these music and may accidentally violate some usage rights. Both make sense to me. I still just hope that they would also apply the same limitations towards Instagram stories and feed as well. And I hope Instagram will stay clean from TikTok. TikTok stays where it is, Instagram stays where it is. And if you love to use TikTok, just open up TikTok and use it, right? Instead of bringing everything into Instagram, hoping people will love the content that you love. Facebook building Clubhouse clone. Just last week, I predicted it one day before the news came out, because I think a couple of days before that, I was in the same room when Mark Zuckerberg was talking about AR and VR. And so a couple of days after that, Facebook was reportedly building a clone. At this point, Facebook, I will reiterate again and I recode again. I stand firm that Facebook can easily take up all of Clubhouse users, primarily because Clubhouse is still only available on iOS users. Facebook has the ability to build something for both iOS and Android. They are, and to be honest, Clubhouse isn't exactly very difficult to build. It's just technically voice calls, right? And some people may avoid the Facebook's clone because they value privacy and don't trust Clubhouse. But I predict that most will go where their friends are. And if most of their friends are on Facebook's version, that is where they'll be. Facebook is also a lot better at building a strong social media platform that supports creators. They have a decade of track record. And they've done so well at doing what Snapchat does and, you know, being better at that than Snapchat is. I have looked at a million outcomes, and there is only one where Clubhouse can win this battle with the Blue Giant, which is to move a lot faster, spread it to Android, and hopefully people will buy into their ethical approach that Facebook does not have, because Facebook is an amoral organization that only cares about profits and bottom line. And through the month, then I think I have been in Clubhouse close to a month, I have seen a transformation happen. Clubhouse used to be a lot more supportive and a better safe space for people, but throughout the month, Clubhouse has already become a place where people who are famous from outside of Clubhouse bring in their fame and do very well in Clubhouse, whereas people who are smaller, who are not famous people, who were the first movers into Clubhouse, were drowned by these famous people. So essentially what I'm seeing is the influence that people have outside of Clubhouse is brought into Clubhouse. It's not necessarily what good information you have. It's about how well you are known outside of it. And when you come in here, you automatically bring your fame over, and people are able to, they would prefer to listen to you than every other Tom, Dick, Harry and Sally who were here before and probably has a better thought on anything. It's no longer a safe space. It's just the world in an audio format. Facebook launches new site to help with IDFA changes. Facebook has been warning marketers of upcoming changes to their app's ads performance that will be impacted by Apple's IDFA tracking processes. Just a quick recap. Apple said that they will be making all app tracking in the iOS platform an opt-in feature with iOS 14, which means that users will need to manually turn on app tracking by apps which includes Facebook. So if they don't manually turn it on, apps cannot track and collect data on iOS devices. This will severely reduce the accuracy of advertisement on its platforms, which also increases the cost of advertisements, because this is how it works, right? If advertisement is not as accurate as it is now, people will be bidding, competing with each other for the same group of user, same group of audience. And when they're competing with each other on the same group of audience at a supply that is limited, the cost of advertisement will go up. And when the cost of advertisement goes up, naturally the price of the product will also go up, because businesses will not take up the cost, right? They will still need to channel the cost over to someone, which is ultimately the consumers. And so to prepare marketers for this, Facebook has released a new mini site that provides alternative ad options for its audience network partners. It aims to provide tips and tricks for application monetization, while preserving user experience. It will also be releasing a new blueprint course on monetizing with audience network, which should provide resources on these alternate strategies for dealing with Apple's IDFA. But the fact is, we don't know the full impact and what can be done by marketers until IDFA comes into full effect. It's good for us to start planning alternatives. There are some people, I think I read from Social Media Examiner, that they say now that IDFA is there, we should keep all our CTAs within Facebook instead of bringing them to external places like websites and app downloads, because that way Facebook still gets to monitor how CTA works and get to control what everything happens. So which makes sense, because if you're selling something, set up Facebook shops and then do the shopping within there itself. Because if you bring it out, then Facebook will not be able to track, and they don't know what happened, and the behaviors will not, they will not know what the behaviors will be as well. So that is a bit of an issue. So it is still very gray. We don't know until it goes into full effect everywhere, and then we will be able to see what kind of drop we are seeing. Everybody's anticipating what, 20-30%, which is quite a lot. But we don't know what happens, you know, what is the real figure. So once, we will keep a close eye on this one. Once it happens, then we'll update you on what are the new options available. Facebook Boost post requires SSTID or not. Here in Malaysia, we've been getting requests by Facebook to include our sales and service tax ID, SSTID, since last month or a couple of months ago. About a week ago, we experienced a problem boosting posts. When we reached the part where we asked to provide SSTID, which was supposed to be optional, we couldn't move forward without giving the ID. So Satis, our digital marketing head, searched for resources and spoke to other marketers and found a quick workaround. We can either boost the post using mobile devices, which we didn't know why somehow boosting the post using mobile devices can bypass the SSTID window, but using desktop we could not, but there that is. Then, or we could actually promote the post using Ads Manager. But the downside is that when you promote a course using Ads Manager, the engagement statistics or the stats will not be represented on the Facebook's page feed post, which would unsettle some clients who love the vanity metrics, because there are clients who want to go to the post and see, oh, this post is performing well. I've had this many shares, this many people commented, everything. They like these kind of things rather than the actual end result, which is conversion. So for them, if we use Ads Manager, it'll be a bit difficult to convince them that our ad is performing, because they can't see it from the newsfeed, right? So then just today, we actually managed to boost a post from the desktop by skipping the SSTID prompt window, which led us to think that I think it's a glitch, because Facebook just enabled this thing and they may have not set up the desktop thing well, which is very typical of Facebook. Everything is broken on Facebook, and we cannot make complaints because we cannot reach out to them. They have to find it out on themselves. So at this point, I think it could be a glitch, because it doesn't make sense for Facebook to make SSTID compulsory, because almost all small and micro businesses do not register for SSD. And if Facebook says that they are supporting micro and small businesses, then it doesn't make sense to require SSTID, right? So we will continue to check and see if there's any changes. But at this point, if you still cannot boost the post because you're stuck in the SSTID part on your desktop, try the mobile. That usually works across the board. Maybe check back with the desktop again a few days or a week after, it should have been resolved. Right, so that's all for Social Media Weekly this week. Social Media Weekly podcast is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook. This is Social Media Weekly episode 17 February 2021. My name is Sean. Stay safe and see you next week. Bye.